good to be with you today, as I said before. And I'll tell you what, I'm just so pleased every week to have Ernie from Virginia on. He's a tremendous, he's retired from government, and he knows how to go and dig into the system and find out what's going on. Oops, I've got a phone sound there in my ear. Okay, but he knows how to dig into the system and find out what's going on, and it's such a blessing to have him update us every Sunday so that we can take action the next Monday. Now, it is true that Congress is out right now till the 1st of December, but sometimes you can call and leave messages, folks. So if you can do that, if you can call and leave messages for your congressperson, I would say on these issues to call. Call now, and if they have a message system set up, they'll get those messages. Their helpmates will, the people they've hired to answer the phones, and will record that information to give pass on to the congressman or senator. All right. Well, I have had a guest coming on. I don't know if we're going to be fortunate enough to get the guest or not. Some of you might know the name Alex Jones, and he sent me a copy of his latest very important DVD movie. Really, it is. It's a movie. It's called Endgame, E-N-D-G-A-M-E. It's a Alex Jones film, and it's a blueprint for global enslavement. And I had not received a copy yet. And I asked Alex to be on with me on my GCN program 5 nights a week, and he came on with me one night and talked about this because I asked him to. But folks, I was so impressed with this film because it has so much documentation. Now, I'm an old cop, a police investigator, and I need documentation. I need facts, and I need the hardcore evidence, okay? And one thing about the last couple films that Alex put out, Terror Storm, the one before this one, and this one here, Endgame, is it's filled with fact and evidence, provable evidence, okay? And so it's so important that we get copies of this Endgame DVD, and I'm ordering 3 copies for my children. I have 3 boys and 9 grandchildren, and I'm getting them 3 copies for Christmas, okay? I'm going to send it to them early because I want them to have it right away and ask them to watch it. And but it's just so impressed me that I asked Alex Jones to come on the show today and talk about him putting this thing together and what's in it. He lays out perfectly, folks, in provable evidence, like I say, in fact, that the international criminal elite that controls our government today and the state houses today are going to try to kill off 80% of the people on Earth. That's their goal, to kill off 80% of the people on Earth, and very soon. And they're working on it right now. And Endgame tells you how they're doing it and shows the documents of exactly how they're putting this thing together, because the international criminal elite, the Antichrist leadership that we have, believes they can only manage 20% of the people on Earth as their slaves. Okay, it's going to be a super rich and a super poor system. Okay, super rich and super poor. Where do you fall in, folks? Do you have $100 billion in your pocket or under your control? If you don't have $100 billion, you're not going to be part of the super rich, so you're going to be part of the super poor. So we're trying to get Alex on the phone, and we haven't managed to do that yet, I don't believe. I'm going to keep trying. We're going to go on with the show. Hope that we can reach him sometime.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Okay, folks, welcome back. This is that old retired cop, Jack McLam. And I'll tell you something straight up. All week long, I've been told by police officers and soldiers that if I try to have Alex Jones on my show here on Republic Broadcasting Network, that John and Sandra will cancel my show. And I've told them, no, I know John and Sandra. I've known them for years and years and years, and they're very honorable people, and they are very, very concerned about saving this country, as you know, as our listeners know out there. And although at times I've heard, I don't know too much about it, that John and Alex have had some contention among each other, some tension, that I know Alex and I know John, and they will not put the good of this nation below any type of a little spat or something, disagreement that Alex and John have. So I don't believe that at all. I know that when John, if he hasn't already, and I'll bet he has seen Endgame, he knows that we need to get that out among all the people of this nation as fast as possible, because it is so well documented that John will want to do that too. And so anyway, folks, we just contacted Alex at his home, and he says he has to reschedule. So he'll call me this week, and we'll probably reschedule for next Sunday. And so say a little prayer about that, because I definitely like to have this brother on. like I say, there's a few heroes I have in this society, and two of them are John and Sandra, who run Republic Broadcasting Network, and another one is Alex Jones, and I have others, too. I have others, too, but these people are great Americans. John and Sandra are great Americans, and so is Alex Jones in what they're doing to educate millions and millions and millions of Americans out there. So I always expect the best out of them, and I'm never disappointed. All right, let's go now. By the way, I want to say the phone lines are open. If you'd like to call in and talk about anything, please do at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And now we're going to go to our first caller, Bruce in Colorado. Bruce, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hello, Jack. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, it's good to have you, Bruce.
I'm chomping at the bit to tell people that I have what I consider the most important 10 minutes of Endgame added to my video, the video that I sent you a copy of.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I have. What I've done is I found the most essential part of that information. I put it in the video. It's at the website, and it's also going to be in your mail. It'll arrive tomorrow, so please look for it.
Okay, good, Bruce. Thank you.
And what I did was I summarized in 7 steps what that means right after the 10 minutes from Endgame.
Okay, good.
Now, the website is brucekettler.com. That's B-R-U-C-E.
K-E-T-T-L-E-R.
.com. And they click at Save the County, and right at the top, you can see the video, and you get to the part, it's about two-thirds of the way down, it says Endgame, or if people want to get the DVD, they can click to that part and go directly to the most essential information out of Endgame, which I consider to be what happened in China, the dictatorship that is formed in the United States. And what I do is I put these pieces together. I take the dictatorship, the number of people that have been killed, 150 million people in 100 years. Yeah. I show that that's done by countries. I don't show it. Alex Jones shows it, but I take that part that I consider most essential for people to understand what we're facing here in this country, the dictatorship that's been formed in this country.
Yeah.
And I put all that together, and I put it in the 7 steps. And then in the end, you know, the law enforcement part where I say to law enforcement people, because you saw it, you told me you saw it, I changed that a little bit. And I got a little bit more, shall we say, plain and clear to the law enforcement and the politicians, you know, what they're facing if they take the wrong side.
Good, good.
You know, that they're going to be betraying people in this country.
Well, very good, Bruce. Thank you, brother. Thank you for all your hard work. Folks, I want you to know Bruce Kettler is another one of those Americans doing what God told us to do, occupying until God returns, until Jesus Christ returns. And if you want to read how God ask us, each one of us, you and me and Bruce and John and Sandra and Alex and everybody else, you go to Psalms 94:16, and he will ask you the questions if you're going to do this. And if you will not rise up against the evildoers, if you will not stand up against the workers of iniquity, you're going to stand before the Lord one day and answer why you didn't do what he told you to do in Psalms 94:16. And Bruce, I'm honored to know you, brother, because you're doing just that. You're on the battlefield against God's enemies as he requires us to be. Thank you, Bruce.
Okay, well, thank you for giving me that opportunity. And please be sure to check the mail and click right to Endgame. You can click to that section called Endgame when you get the DVD, okay?
God bless you, Bruce. Thank you, brother.
God bless you too, and all the people listening.
Great to serve with you, yes. And I know that I'm speaking to the choir out there. Most of our listeners on RBN are fighters, they're activists, and they're doing what God told them to do and trying to expose the evil deeds of darkness and coming against God's enemies all the time by simply handing out a piece of paper, just a little scrap of paper that says, please listen to RBN. Okay, and telling them how to listen on their computer or listen on their radio to RBN. And many times people today have computers, and if you're standing in a grocery line and, you can hand out these little scraps of paper that you've done up, penned up, and handed out to people in the grocery line that says, please listen in to RBN for the current news and information you won't get on Fox News or CNN. Okay? And people are doing this, folks. People are putting flyers on windshield wipers on Sunday mornings. As I told you before, more people have picked up this idea of a buddy of mine in Phoenix, or actually he's in Tempe, who's a Christian. And one Sunday he goes to church on Sunday, and the next Sunday he does God's will and prints up a flyer on his computer and puts it, goes out in the parking lots during church of the other churches in the area of Tempe and Mesa and all those, and puts a flyer on the under the windshield wiper of each car in the church parking lots telling them what he wants them to know, like going to listen to RBN, for example, you know, or any other little message. He does that every other week. And more people are doing it across the nation today. I've heard from other people that have picked that up and are doing the same thing. And, folks, that is tremendous outreach, tremendous outreach. And so there are things that we can do. Handing out DVDs to people can be a little expensive. CDs of shows, you know, copying down shows from the archives and handing them out is a great idea, but it can be a little expensive. But, so if you can afford to do it, fine. This old cop can. I live on a small medical retirement check from the PD for being injured in the line of duty. So I can't afford to hand out DVDs, but I sure can talk it up when I'm in the grocery line or when I'm in the post office and there's a line of people behind me. And I'm constantly doing this and put 12 to 14 hours a day in as a volunteer. Here at our two police and military associations, this is my 28th year of volunteering my time. Never made a dime off of it, just volunteering my time. And folks, if we worship the God of maximum profit, if we worship the God of maximum profit, we're going to stand before the one and only God of heaven, creator God of the universe, heaven and earth, and answer for our activities and not doing the will of God. Okay, now, if you'd like to call in today, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Let's get into something here, folks. About 15 years ago, I'm trying to look for a book around here that a buddy of mine sent. He's a Jewish brother who's a tremendous researcher. And 15 years ago, he sent me his book. He had researched out a book, and it fit right in with what I had learned as a police detective and the intelligence officer for the Phoenix Police Department working with the FBI. And it was about false hate crimes in America. And this is about 15 years ago, and you know I can't even think of the guy's name. I'm just so ashamed, because not only can I not find the book he mailed me, which, of course, at our two police and military associations gets passed all around, so it may not even be here, okay? But I can't even think of his name. Maybe one of you will remember his name. But what he did was document the false hate crimes in America. We're going to talk about that in just a couple minutes when we come back after the break. The false hate crimes going on in America today, manufactured hate crimes for political reasons and other reasons, We'll be right back after this break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Okay, folks, welcome back. And like I say, for those that just tuned in, I do wish you, our two police and military associations here, wish you the best holiday on Thanksgiving and ask you to please don't forget the prayer to thank God for all that we have in this nation and for being so tolerant with us when we've turned our back on God. It's so important to say that prayer on Thanksgiving, folks, and I say that prayer every night. But especially on Thanksgiving, I hope that somebody will be asked to say the prayer that will remember the blessings that God gave us in this land. Okay, I want to, before we go to our callers, we have several callers on the line. Callers, hold on there. Let me go through this that I've just started into. Hate crimes, false hate crimes, fraudulent hate crimes has been going on a long time. This author that I can't think of his name and can't find his book here did tremendous research and found out through FBI files and other criminal files that a vast majority of the hate crimes in America are phony. They're trumped up by the people who actually benefit from there being hate crimes against them. For example, nooses, hanging nooses over a tree many times over the years have been done by black people, okay? Blacks have hung nooses and reaped the benefit of hate crimes and getting attention. And, of course, the organizations like the Southern Poverty Pimp Law Center with Morris Sleaze benefits every time there's a hate crime, okay, and because he collects more money that he puts in his own pocket to try to stop hate crimes and hate organizations. Morris Sleaze of the Southern Poverty Pimp Law Center. So when blacks actually form nooses and hang them here and hang them there and create hate towards themselves and then say, oh, there's KKK out there, there's this group or that group, hate groups out there, and they get all this attention and they get all this funding for whatever organization they happen to be a part of, like the NAACP or so forth. It's been going on a long time, folks, and also in his book, he well documented through FBI files and other files, criminal files, that Jewish people also would be caught painting swastikas on synagogues, to create the illusion that there's hate crimes, haters in the community, and they benefit tremendously through that. And they've been caught putting these swastikas and other nasty letters and things on their own synagogues and on their own property. And black people have been caught burning crosses in their own lawns to make it look like that there's a hate crime or some organization, black organization, will send people out to burn crosses in black people's lawns in the middle of the night to promote hate crime and to keep it alive and to keep the funds flowing into these organizations. Big, big bucks. And so here's a case right here by a Jewish man, Captain Eric H. May, a Jewish military correspondent, and he calls it kosher swastikas. All right? And he says this, when neocon Trotskyite leader, Zionist leader David Horowitz marched into George Washington University Thursday night, October 25. He was a man on a mission. And, of course, you folks know what the neocon Trotskyite Zionist mission is to destroy the Arabs, to destroy Islam and take over the whole Middle East with the blood of American soldiers. That's their goal. Well, old David Horowitz, who used to be a part of the Communist Party when he was in high school and in college, big communist then, and I believe he's still a communist today, but he wrote a book and allegedly came out of the closet as a communist and joined the conservative Republicans. Well, actually, he's a neocon Trotskyite Zionist leader still today. And the neocon Trotskyites, as you know, folks, Zionists control the Republican Party today. And David Horowitz is one of them. But anyway, he was on a mission when he went into George Washington University Thursday night, October 25th. He was in the final phases of his October 22nd through 26th pro-Israel, anti-Arab, Islamo-fascism awareness week, and his troopers in this student community were more than ready for his angry rhetoric about anti-war America. In other words, if you're against the war, he was speaking against you, and inhuman Islam, okay? Well, if you want to see something totally inhuman, folks, you have to look into the Talmud. Okay, the Babylonian Talmud that many, many Jews follow. You want to see something totally inhuman and insanity, look into the Talmud. Islam has some very unusual things in it, too. The Islamic Quran, but not nearly as inhuman and inhumane and evil as the Babylonian Talmud. We'll come right back, and I'll finish this up, and then we'll go to our callers. Stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. We're reading a report here from Captain Eric H. May, a Jewish-American military correspondent. And he says about neocon Trotskyite Zionist leader David Horowitz as he gave his speeches there at George Washington University Thursday night, October 25. He says the 30% of the George Washington University students who are Jewish... 30%, folks, isn't that incredible? That's incredible. At one university, we're especially supportive of his take on things, meaning David Horowitz's diatribe against the Arabs. After all, their student newspaper had just run its first of 11 articles about swastikas drawn by hate criminals on the dorm room door of Sarah Marshak, a Jewish journalism student at the school, and she's a former Hachette student newspaper reporter. The Hachette is the name of the student newspaper. Editor Jake Sherman and reporter Robert Lee believe that they were on top of an important story with national interest as the victimized poor Sarah Marshak was abused again and again and again with five more swastikas in the next week. They carried stories, and remember, these swastikas are painted on her dorm room door. Okay? They carried stories in which she complained about the university's lack of action against these hate mongers, reached out for support to Jewish organizations, and called upon the FBI to investigate the haters at the school who had gone after her. And she explained, not just her, but all Jews through her, with these swastikas on her door. Finally, she demanded that the police install a camera to observe her door. But she didn't know that they had already done so. On November 5th, 2 weeks after the hate crimes against Marshak had begun, the Hachette student newspaper published its most explosive story yet. University officials had confronted the culprit. They had caught the culprit, who had been caught on camera at her door and who had confessed. Guess who it was, folks? It was Sarah Marshak herself that was the culprit. She had painted the swastikas on her own dorm room door over and over again to create this hate crime story. The forces whom she had rallied to pursue and punish, asked to punish the bad guys, now rallied behind her as a good girl. Isn't this amazing, folks? They're now going to paint her as a good girl. This is a definite cry for help on her part, said Hillel, director Robert Fishman, whatever Hillel is. He says, I feel very sad for her. At the same time, I am upset that she had to resort to this type of action she took. Yeah, they're painting her as the good gal. There's so many haters out there, folks. She had to create them herself, and they're painting her as the good girl. She said, on 11/5/07, she says, I wasn't looking to create this sort of insanity. I wasn't looking to become a media darling, said Jewish Sarah Marshak. Sherman and Lee at the Hachette student newspaper had not returned phone messages asking for an explanation of how a one-source story could have dominated their coverage for so long, 11 articles in the student newspaper. Their misreportage was inexplicable and unexcusable. The culprit, Marshak, female Marshak, who painted the swastikas on her own door, hopes to remain at the school studying journalism of the Judith Miller variety, apparently. Evidently, Judith Miller, I seem to remember that she was caught, too. Another Jewish reporter was caught making up stories. Across the Internet, some are saying that Sherman, Lee, and Marshak were collaborating to create a holy hoax with the swastikas. Jury-rigged judge is what our Jewish-American military correspondent Captain May lists next. It says, while busted, Sarah Marshak was earning her nom de guerre as swastika girl. I was being tarred as a thought criminal. And that's Captain Eric May here is being tarred as a thought criminal, as Sarah Marshak is busted, and he says earning her nom de guerre as swastika girl, he's being targeted as a thought criminal for writing about it. The cause was the widespread publication on the Internet of my article about two crucial November 2 Democratic defections made to guarantee that the nomination of pro-torture neocon Trotskyite judge Michael Mukasey make it past the Senate Judiciary Committee. Remember, Judge Michael Mukasey is also Jewish, folks. Now, when I say this, folks, remember, don't forget that if you're a communist like neocon Trotskyite David Horowitz, you're no longer a Jew. If you're a Kassarian, a Khazar Jew, an Ashkenazi Jew that's only Jewish by religion, not a blood Jew like a Sephardic Jew is a blood Jew from Palestine, those areas, and are real really Semites, that is. But a lot of these people, 90% of the Jews in the world, are these Ashkenazi Khazar Jews, folks, that are really, if they change their religion, if they leave the Babylonian Talmud, the evil Babylonian Talmud, Pharisee religion of Judaism, and they get into communism and throw off that religion, then these Gentiles that accepted Judaism back in the 7th century are no longer Jews. If you're only a Jew by religion, and you get out of the Jewish religion and accept atheism and communism as your new religion, as David Horowitz has, and probably a lot of these 30% of the alleged Jews going to George Washington University have, because the professors at these universities are communists, Trotskyite, Zionist communists many times, then we're really saying the wrong thing when we say they're Jewish. So I just want to remember that. I'm calling them Jewish because this Captain Eric H. May, our military correspondent, is Jewish, and he's calling them Jewish in his report here. Here's what he says. In my article, I made the unforgivable observation that the two senators who forced the nomination through, New York Chuck Schumer, Jewish, and California Dianne Feinstein, who are both Jewish, as was Michael Mukasey, Jewish, the judge. I also mentioned Jewish Michael Chertoff, the old communist as head of the Homeland Security, widely reputed to have Mossad connections. And I mentioned Joe Lieberman, the inflatable Jewish senator who can boast of having been the senator's who sponsored the Iraq War Resolution in 2002, and the recent Lieberman-Kyle Amendment, which gave the Bush crime family a green light for Iran, attacking Iran as our next Iraq. Worst of all was my no-nonsense title, Jews for Torture, which was absolutely factual, but my critics claimed anti-Semitism when mentioned. Thursday night, November 8th, the Senate played the American people a low-down trick by rushing an unannounced call for the confirmation of Jewish Judge Mukasey, the man who would not renounce terrorism, or torture rather, as our next Attorney General. Caught unawares, or pretending to be caught unawares, mainstream media kept mum about the Senate sneak attack all Friday, focusing on the distraction story of the Senate overriding a Bush water bill, a veto, rather than on its enduring Bush waterboarding torture style. I expect that most will be interested to read how Democratic senators pushing the presidential nomination voted in a 50-43 vote, especially in light of their strong statements against Judge Mukasey. I'm going to quit here, folks, but this is a very important article. I don't know where you can get it. I guess where you can get it, I'm pretty sure anyway, you can put it in your search engine on your computer, Captain Eric May, M-A-Y, comma, kosher swastikas, and push the button, and you'll probably come up with it. But I need to go to our callers here before we run out of time. But this is a very interesting story. Once again, I like to bring to you Jews, good patriotic American Jews that love America and are trying to help us save America, who speak out against the evil Jews within their own ranks that are trying to destroy America and put us under this Antichrist world government system. All right, let's go right now to George in Florida. Brother George, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Officer Jack, how you doing today?
Doing pretty good, brother.
Well, speaking of David Horowitz, he was on Glenn Beck the other day talking about Ron Paul supporters being the fringe disenfranchised element of society as terrorists.
Yes.
and equating us with Guy Fawkes.
That's the old Trotskyite, David Horowitz, the old communist.
But anyway, Jack, I was hoping Greg Pound would be on today. Would come on your show.
I haven't had him on yet. I need to do that.
Well, and the thing is, he already blurted on the air, but I'll tell you anyway, that he's getting ready to file paperwork to go run for sheriff for Pinellas County.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Because all these atrocities that are happening with the CPS taking the children, you can lay that at the feet of the sheriff.
Yeah.
I mean, if Jim Coates knows this is going on, why is he ain't doing nothing about it?
Well, he's probably scared.
Well, he's probably
getting a lot of money from the feds to keep his head down. He's getting millions from the feds every year in donations to his police department or sheriff's department there, as many sheriffs are. And they don't want to get involved in politics because they might lose those millions of dollars coming into sheriff's department grants from the feds.
Well, you're right. I say, Greg, I think it's about time to have civilians run these sheriff's offices instead of a career cop.
Right. I think that's absolutely right, brother.
And believe me,
get a good farmer in there, or business owner in there to be your sheriff.
Well, even if Greg wins, I bet you there are probably about scores of people that get your newsletter that are in command positions that would love to be a part of this sheriff's organization. Even like a Sheriff Mack would be happy to be an undersheriff for his county if he ever if he wins and he ever decides to go through with it.
You better believe it,
Because, I told Greg, people have to know the proper role of law enforcement and what the sheriff is.
Uh-huh.
It's not writing tickets. It's not creating revenue. It is protecting the rights of the people.
That's right. The constitutionally protected rights of the people. That's what we're really there for, and also protecting them from real criminals in high office or on the streets.
Yes, well, thank you, Jack. He's getting ready to file paperwork to become sheriff, and I'll try to get a hold of him to tell him to get a hold of you to get on your show.
Good. Okay. Tell Greg I tried to get a hold of him a couple times and didn't get any answer at his home, and I'm going to keep trying. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, brother. Thank you. All right, folks. Let's go real quick to Steve in Ohio. Brother Steve, welcome to the program.
Hello, Jack. It's an honor to speak to you, and I want to thank you for your years of sacrifice trying to get the word out. It's a lot of years to be doing that.
Well, thank you, brother.
And
I have a few more left.
Yeah, I hope you do. A long time. I have a question for you. It's a little tame and off topic from what you're talking on, but since you're a police officer, I always wanted to call and ask you this. I'm just living in a small town, and I know all the policemen in my town, and they're all good people, and it seems like they're in it to protect and serve the community, you know. But I see a disturbing trend, especially from the mainstream media, where you see these policemen dressing up in military uniforms and carrying military guns and tasering people and everything.
Yeah.
That's really disturbing. And what I want to ask you is how do you support the good cops from being outnumbered by the bad cops? And do we have anything to fear? Isn't it better for the citizens to respect the police instead of being scared of them?
Well, it used to be that way, brother. When I grew up, we had the beat cop come down the sidewalk and be whistling, and we'd run out and greet him, and I'd even grab a hold of his leg and sit on his shoe, and he'd carry me down the street.
Yeah, yeah.
I was sitting on his shoe, and he was our buddy.
That's the way it was.
Today, these militarized police are learning that we're the enemy, that the people are the enemy out there, and they have to watch us and surveil us, or we're going to destroy the country they love.
Yeah.
So it's a different creature today, sadly. I deal with them every day here at our Aid and Abet Police Military newsletter and through our Police and Military Against the New World Order. And there's a lot of good cops out there. It's just they're being brainwashed. And many of them are accepting the brainwashing that is absolutely not true.
Yeah, I got the same memories when I was a child. You just always respected a police officer so much. And now that I've gotten older, I'm an old man now, I've even seen several occasions where police officers have gotten in trouble and citizens will jump right in to help them. You know, and it's just, It's just a shame to see some of this stuff going on. And I know they're all not like that. You know, they're all,
no,
there's a lot of
true.
Good police out there. But,
a lot of good ones.
I really appreciate your opinion there. Me and my wife is just really concerned about that. And, you know, half the time my wife wakes up and she has nightmares. She's going to work and she gets pulled over and gets tasered, you know.
Oh,
that's
brother.
It's terrible that people are going to live
with. I know
it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Jack.
Okay, brother. Take care, Steve. Thank you. Thank you for being there. Okay, folks, my producer told me or reminded me to give out our aid and abet address, and I keep forgetting that, folks. I don't make any money on it. I'm a volunteer here. Maybe if I was making money, I would remember to give out our address, but I keep forgetting, okay? So I do want to give out our aid and abet police military newsletter address, and we'll do that right after we come back. And then if there's any other callers at 800-313-9443, we'll take those calls, okay? Don't have much time left, though, so hurry up if you're going to call in. Right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Folks, we're coming back fast here, coming in hot, as I like to say, military term, because we're almost out of time. And I want to give out our aid and abet address here to you folks. Always keep forgetting to do that, and I should. because we need you to order Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on Constitutional Issues to hand out to our soldiers and family members who have soldiers and police officers in their families. And what we found out, folks, is one out of two people have a soldier or a police officer in their families. And so when you hand them out to your friends and relatives and associates, or ask them if they have a soldier or police officer in their family, one out of two people say they do, for the most part. So here's our address, folks. Hope you'll order our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and get copies and hand them out, as I do when I go out during the day to the bank or to the grocery store or wherever I go to. It's easy to write to us, folks. You don't have to put Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on the envelope, okay? You just have to put A and A for Aid and Abet. A and A. How simple is that? A, capital A, and then the little and squiggly sign and another capital A. A and A. And then put the address as HC, like Hotel Charlie, 11, Box 357, like the old Magnum I carried on duty, 357 Magnum I carried on duty all those years. Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. Once again, A-N-A, and then put HC-11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536, 83536. And if you want to order a copy of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, I ask you folks, we're all volunteers. We work on very little funds. If you want to give a donation, we'd love that, because we're definitely down in in donations because of the prices of everything going up. But we still need to keep reaching and awakening our brothers and sisters in uniform. If you can afford to do it, put $3 in the envelope. That just covers the newsletter. We're going to send out to you a copy of the newsletter and the postage today. That $3 will cover that for us. And that way, mailing it out to you won't be a drain on the few funds that we do get in. But we're the only constitutional police and military association in the nation. Truly, we are, folks, that are trying to educate our brothers and sisters about their constitutional oath that they have been made to forget about, and that they are to serve and protect the people of society from an evil system, too. From the animals, or I shouldn't say animals, because animals aren't as nasty as the criminals out there, never could be, but the criminals in society, both in the streets and in high office, the criminals in high office, that's who we're supposed to protect you from. And that's what we teach our soldiers through our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. And so we need your help and support. If you would do that, if you have a donation you could send in, we'd sure appreciate that too. But we definitely want to get a copy of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues out into your hands, and then you can duplicate it all you want to, or order more to hand out to neighbors and friends that have police officers and soldiers in their families. Well, folks, I want to say to you again, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving week here and a good Thanksgiving evening. And once again, please don't forget to pray and thank the Lord for all that He's blessed this nation with. Okay? And tell Him.